Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everybody, it's Steve with Three Fat Truckers. We're down here at the truck show, Matt's 2023, Louisville, Kentucky. I got my two favorite co-hosts with me, old Dave and Bill. How we doing, boys?
Super.
I want to know which one's the unfavorable co-host. Because if we're the favorable co-host, who's the unfavorable?
My favorites?
Yeah.
I'll
go by Mike.
Howard Stern, not my favorite.
Howard Stern, not your favorite? Okay, I can get that, brother.
Hey, we're doing some interviews down here. We're sitting here with Tom from Delta Defense. How are we doing today, Tom?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Give us a little rundown on what your company does here.
Sure. So I'm with Delta Defense. We're based in West Bend, Wisconsin. We're the service provider of an association called the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what we do is we provide self-defense training, education, and self-defense liability insurance in the case of if you're ever in a self-defense incident. And you need things like legal representation, damages, and things like that. So first off, we try to keep you out of a situation, tell you how to, you know, avoid it, get out of it, but then ultimately how to survive it in the aftermath when all the legal justice stuff comes tumbling down on you.
So you actually do have courses that you provide to show people gun safety and everything, and what, you know, what they should do and shouldn't do.
Absolutely, we are the one of two nationally recognized training organizations with the NRA.
Okay.
We have instructors, about 6,500 certified instructors around the country. And then we also have teams of people that are out there in classes in front of instructors and ranges, telling people who we are, what we do, and the benefits that the association provides.
And now you are nationwide?
We are nationwide. Well, we're nationwide. We're in 47 states.
47. Who's the one that's the holdout?
Well, you got Washington, and then you got New York and New Jersey.
Gotcha.
So, for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons. I hear you.
Obvious. Kind of like the trucking. They don't want trucks there either.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm sure you guys supply different packages for different things.
Yeah, so that we have three different levels of membership. So we have the Gold, the Platinum, and Elite. And really, the insurance coverage is the same across the board. So you get unlimited criminal defense, unlimited civil defense, $2 million aggregate in damages. But we also provide things, coverage for ballistics experts, expert witnesses, private investigators, anything that you would need to provide, you know, court costs, all the processing that comes with it, anything that you would need to be able to defend yourself in the court of law. We also allow you to pick your own attorney. So we don't dictate what attorney you have. It's your freedom ultimately, so we want you to be able to pick. We have a network of attorneys that are, you know, signed up for our program, but also if you're best friend or your, you know, buddy down the street is the best 2A attorney in the state, you definitely have
I heard
them.
Johnny Cochran's a good one to get you.
Well, that's what I heard too. I mean, he pretty much got everybody off. But so we you know, obviously we're going to allow you to do all that, but in the forefront of it, we want to make sure that you're getting the best training possible. So that's where the levels come in, is the amount of travel or amount of training that we're providing you. It's all digital online, but at the end of it, we always tell people to go back to your range and practice the application.
And that way you have the training, you might not need the defense attorney. Correct.
Exactly. Correct.
So you know what your options are.
Right.
Okay. Do you guys have a magazine publication you guys put out?
We do. So we have the Carry Concealed magazine. We started out with that, actually, and the insurance back portion came after that. But the magazine comes out. There's 8 issues a year. And it focuses on everything from real member stories in a self-defense incident. We have a woman's section about fit and gear and guns, you know, how people carry and why. Depends on comfort, depends on, you know, being able to conceal in the right way. Because we know that, I don't know if you know the term printing. So if you have a gun and the conceal carry aspect of it and somebody sees the gun through your shirt, whether you're, you know, grabbing a gallon of milk at the store or something like that, that's considered printing, which is something we try to teach people not to do. So we're clothes that'll actually conceal that, because people start getting a little weirded out by the fact of, hey, you got a gun and I see it.
Sure.
You could be a fat guy like me and under your shirt and you see the shape of a gun.
Exactly.
And then how many states, I don't know if you know, I'm going to quiz you a little bit. Sure. You might know, you might not. How many are open carry anymore?
Oh.
I know the state we're sitting here in right now is.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. And the states are changing relatively quickly. Like we're hearing that the Florida's going constitutional carry.
Okay.
But there's, I think that's going to bring us up to about.
Elaborate a little bit on the constitutional carry.
Sure. So there's different terms. There's constitutional carry, which means you don't have to take a class. You just have to go ahead and purchase a gun and you can carry it however you want. But then
without having any type of permit or anything.
Without having any kind of permit whatsoever. Now,
well, that's right.
And there's only so many states that have that right now?
Yeah, there's around, I want to say there's around 30 to 35 states that have that right now, and they're starting to come more and more, more often now.
Okay.
Utah was pretty recent, Tennessee, Texas, and then, like I said, Florida's. It's on DeSantis's actual
So you're telling me Florida is probably the most eastern state?
Actually, North Carolina is in the process of doing it as well.
Okay.
So
that's mostly out west. Yeah,
mostly south, Midwest.
You're west. Out where the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
But we're all for that. I mean, as an organization, we want to make sure that we're, you know, that the, you know, your two-way rights are there.
But we're still wanting to promote safety too along the way.
We want to promote safety, so we want to make sure.
I don't know how they did it, and probably in my life, in the last 25, maybe 30 years, they made guns fearful to everybody.
Sure.
I went to school in high school with my shotgun in my truck.
Yep.
We would go hunting
before school. The gun racks in the back window. Yep. Yeah.
It was nothing. And then all we've done is turn it into fear because of the shooting. And it's, I give this statistic out. I hear it all the time. People were not safer then than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing different is now you hear about every little incident that happens where I'm growing up. Somebody got shot in Kansas City. We never knew it.
Well, it's because there's more information, information highway
there's
now.
More information, but there's a lack of
information. The internet, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and a lot of times what's happening, too, is they want to get the story out before everybody else. So it's
they don't push.
It's dilute of facts or the true story or the context or any of it.
Sure.
And that just, you know, it allows everybody to start getting their minds going of, you know, the guns are bad and the people aren't, you know, that are doing it aren't.
That's immediately what they
say. It's almost like blaming the alcohol for the drunk driver.
Well, then you'll get... Maybe out of all the bad stories, you might get one filtered in there. Whereas the last one I remember was a young kid that stopped a shooter.
That
was 18 or 19 years old that carried.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't know if it was at a mall or not.
It was the mall in Indiana.
Yeah, I remember.
That stopped the shooter, and they praise him as a hero, which he is. But then you still have people degrading the situation still trying to make it be that he's a victim, not that they're victims, and. I mean, they try and twist it around too much.
Yeah, there was a story recently, or actually this morning I just read, there was a judge in Ohio that was walking out of the courthouse and somebody took a couple shots at him, wounded him. He's in critical condition, but he pulled out his concealed carry weapon and actually neutralized the threat. So he survived that situation.
Exactly.
It could have been more, but that was just as early as today.
Yeah.
So, or last night probably.
Yeah.
So the big thing for us is, you know, obviously we want to preserve your two-way rights, but we also want to make sure people are educated in how to defend themselves, how to carry a weapon the right way, how to store a weapon the right way, how to teach children, you know, hey, if you ever find a weapon, don't touch it, go find an adult.
Yeah.
Make sure they're locked up and that type of stuff. So that's really what the education and training aspect of it. We never want you to use the insurance. We want you to use the education
information.
And training part to the point of, you know.
So basically what we had. We had our dad's education. This is what you did with a gun.
Don't touch that or I'll whip your ass.
Well, only touch it when I know you're doing it.
Exactly.
Take the gun outside.
Well,
here's what you had.
And when we were kids.
You how to hunt. Yep. He taught you how to clean it.
Well, and
he taught you how to respect.
When we were kids, that your dad, that's, and I don't know it so much anymore, your dad, what'd you do? They take you hunting. You went squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting when you were a kid, and they showed you how to use the gun.
Yeah.
They let you start shooting gun, plinking cans. You know, they gave you the information. It was passed down generation to generation.
The problem was some of today's society don't have dads.
Well, that's
true.
Took
dads out of many lives.
Some of my earliest memories involving firearms was when I was about 4 years old. My dad got all of the guns out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was old enough, I was big enough to reach up in there and get them. So he brought them out, and we sat down together, and we cleaned them.
Yep.
And I was philosophically introduced to the idea that this is a thing that
tool.
Deserves your respect.
Yes, it is a tool.
It deserves your respect, and it is an extension of a human being. It's the human being that that can be the perpetrator, that can be the person that's out there helping, you know, this is just the tool.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was taught to respect it. And then I was around guns my entire life, my entire childhood, and there was never any danger.
Is there any cartoons today where Western cartoons where they shoot?
Like you had Yosemite Sam and more. You remember that kind
of? Yeah, I think they got rid of all of them.
I think they've literally got rid of them. And instead of getting rid of them, they should be training. This is
right.
Squirrel moment. Sorry, guys. Paw Patrol. Great cartoon. Kids love it. They watch it precisely. When they jump in their cars or vehicles or whatever to go save whatever, they stop the scenes and shows every one of them putting on their seatbelt, putting on their helmet. Shows them clicking it. Mm-hmm. They're teaching kids to click. There's no reason that can't be taught with guns or firearms or many things in life, but they refuse to do it.
Yeah. We actually just came out with a kids and family firearms instruction curriculum for that reason.
You know,
so how to teach parents to store their guns around their kids or even teach their kids. So we actually have a piece of it, which is a four-hour sort of like almost like a day camp where kids can go and they'll, you know, educate kids and show different things about don't ever touch a gun and this is the kind of things you need to look for and get an adult and that process and just show them that it's not a toy and you need to make sure that you're educating the youth. Because the youth of today are going to be the firearms owners of tomorrow.
Sure.
So if they're doing it the right way and their parents are teaching them or we're teaching them or we're providing the curriculum.
And the buddy down the street that found a gun is teaching him is not a good way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
and that's
you said most you got is most the majority of your courses online or do you have regular scheduled events far as somebody to come in, where people are coming in to do an event with you or something?
Right. So all the above. So the Protector Academy is something that a member has access to once you sign up for the membership.
And that's online?
So it's all online. Okay. It's almost like a YouTube-esque type, you know, library, but it's dedicated towards the right way of doing things. You know, you go on YouTube, you see these guys, you know, getting crazy and doing mag dumps for, you know, for views and things like that. We're all of ours is education. But at the end of it, our instructors say, now get to your range and practice exactly what we just taught you.
Sure.
So we're driving people back to the range. And then we actually partner with, like I said, 6,500 to 7,000 instructors around the country and over 2,000 ranges to be able to put on our curriculum. So we have classes online that you can find close to your home and see what classes are going on within your area and actually go ahead and sign up for one of those and get to one of our partner ranges.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. We actually have one of our staff members. God, we have a staff member. Yeah.
A producer right here. Yeah. He signed up
yesterday
for you guys.
Signed up and bought yesterday. Yeah,
Mike's a new member. Yeah. We're proud to have him. We'd love to get you guys on there, too.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a website. Tell us how they can get a hold of you here and get signed up.
Yeah, so we're here at the show, and if you wanted to come by, we're in the booth 7000 area, but we're also can find us online at uscca.com. That's UnitedStatesConcealedCarry.com, and then you can take a look at the different levels of membership, all the benefits we provide, and then even sign up.
Sounds good. Other than that, we appreciate you stopping and sharing a little time with us today.
Absolutely.
It was very informative.
I'm invited.
I might come down there and take a look myself here. I was talking to Mike earlier. I said, what exactly was all that he's trying to explain? I said, well, I'll just get it from you.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, the reason why we're here is because ultimately we realize truckers on the road are encountering all kinds of stuff these days.
Yep.
We actually have a magazine over there, or sort of a paper guide of all member stories of truckers and some of the perils that they see on the road, but also protect the families that they're leaving behind. So that's a really big piece for us is, if you're going to be leaving, I'm away from my family right now and my family at home is hopefully trained well enough and understand what needs to happen if dad's away. And
especially when I take the guns with me.
Exactly. Now,
I know one of them, I was going to ask you this earlier, Illinois is one of the worst
states
to have a gun with you.
Shooting events every day.
And you see a lot online and Facebook and YouTube of places that are offering information or the concealed carry permit that's good for a number, I think it's 23 states or something. What Illinois is pretty much their own entity as their gun control. So if you don't have an Illinois permit, don't carry a gun in Illinois.
Right. So I have a permit for 37 states right now,
okay.
And I don't have Illinois.
Okay.
But the cool
thing, there's a lot of them pushing that course, selling that course to sell that permit. Do you guys do any type of permitting through any of your program?
We don't. We rely on the states and the instructors that are certified through the state to be able to provide that for us. We offer the curriculum and develop and make sure that it's all up to date and you know, aesthetically pleasing. And that's a 16-hour course.
Sure.
That's a lot of time sitting in a classroom learning about, you know, concealed carry laws and things like that. So it's a tough one to get. But one of the nice things that we also have about the membership, sorry to plug some more, but we have a reciprocity map that's an app on your phone. So you type in the permits for the states that you have, and as you're driving as a truck driver, once you cross that state line, it'll actually notify you that you come into a new state, and here's the requirements per your permits. So like in Illinois, it'll tell you if you don't have an Illinois permit, you need to, you know, pull the magazine out, you got to separate the ammo away from the gun, and the gun's got to be, you know, outside of your reach at the driver's seat.
Okay.
It does that for every single state. So if it says, you know, but it notifies you.
So you can still carry a gun. You can still have a gun through that state, but there's a requirement. Yeah.
Exactly. There's a storage requirement and things like that.
You needed that for your permits heavy hauling. Somebody needs to do that.
Man, I had so many permits. Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly. So, I mean, just like how your Garmin's like, hey, welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
this will actually tell you you're now in Wisconsin. Your permit requires this.
Well, you guys are just a suburb of Chicago, so.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, Tom, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
guys. Appreciate your time.
Have
a good time here at the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, boys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.